This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State Health Department data shows the virus that causes COVID-19 is appearing in greater concentrations in almost 30 wastewater facilities. Nearly every utility along the Front Range, from Port Collins to Colorado Springs, reported an uptick in viral concentrations this week. Higher levels of the virus in wastewater can mean that there is a rise of cases in the community, but there are data limitations. Still, the number of people hospitalized with COVID, reported cases, and the rate of positive tests have all ticked higher in the last week. A former indigenous boarding school in Grand Junction could be transferred to Colorado Tribes. CPR's Tom Hess reports elected officials in Mesa County prefer tribal stewardship of the land.
Before it was used to house residents with developmental disabilities, the Grand Junction Regional Center was home to the Teller Institute, a boarding school for Native students from 1886 to 1911. State law requires these properties be vacated and transferred or sold. Any transfer of the land to Colorado Tribes could only come after the area has been investigated for the location of remains of indigenous students. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
The state is putting more resources into the well-being of pets and other domestic animals. A new law sets up the Division of Animal Welfare in the Department of Agriculture. It'll oversee enforcement of animal cruelty laws, as well as licensing and inspection of pet stores, rescues, and shelters. The new law also comes with a $200,000 grant program to help with equine welfare in particular. This is CPR News and KRCC.